Last interview is Rob Heathcote. Some would say we've kept the best till last. Hello, Rob.
Good morning, Andrew. I don't know so much about that. Not following Tiffany.
We've got these great group one opportunities. I was just talking to her. It's her first one on the weekend, Rob. She's come a long way winning a group three and a listed race this winter.
Oh, yeah, she's gone super. I mean, she's clearly going to win the apprentice's title here in Brisbane. And, a couple of stakes winners this year. It looks good on her resume as she heads into her becoming a senior jockey.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you're up in Rockhampton. How's the weather up there, mate?
How it is all the time. Blue sky, not a cloud, and lovely and sunny.
Beautiful. Yeah, sounds beautiful. Considering here in Sydney, mate, we're probably the direct opposite. We're on a heavy nine come Saturday, so it's we'd like a bit of sunshine. Brotherly Secrets here, your runner in the Newmarket, a horse that, have you aimed towards this off this preparation?
Pretty much, Andrew. I'm here mainly because of the dry track. We have a beautiful track here at Rockhampton. 600-metre run-in. It's invariably always a good three, good four, and this is what this horse needs. He's come back this preparation with a couple of really solid runs. Admittedly, whether he can take this step in class, I guess that's the main query for mine, and throw in barrier 12 now. I think had he drawn inside of three, I think he would have been half those odds in terms of reflective chance. But you know, the horse is well. He's travelled well. And happy to be taking our place in the field.
The travel aspect, Rob, how long does it take for them to float up there?
It took my guys just over 6.5 hours to get here. And just the one stop, they cope well. I've done it successfully in the past. I used the same method last year with Lauterbrunnen, and he won the Newmarket, so hopefully I can repeat it today.
Yeah, let's hope so. Does there look to be much pace in the race?
There does. There does. There's a few in there that like to walk along, but, you know, it's imperative that riders understand this straight is 600 metres long. So not to push the go button too early, but fair to say from barrier 12, no matter how long the straight is, if you caught three deep, you can't win.
Yeah, so exactly.
Daniel will need luck and he'll need to give us one of his best.
Okay. You've taken two or three others up there, mate. Are they winning chances?
Oh, I think so. The Overdraft, he was good first up. He's in race two. He was a little bit fresh, so I've taken the blinkers off him. In the last, I've got a horse that comes from down your way, five-stud Poker. He's got 60.5 kilos and also drawn awkwardly, but I've always had a nice opinion of the horse. And well, full credit to the jockey club up here, Andrew. They've given an incentive this year for the trainer and jockey that rack up the most points over the two-day carnival, a new car. So we're having a crack at it, that's for sure.
A new car?
Yeah.
Geez, okay. That's a so good... That's a great...
It's a roller or a Benz, but it's a new car.
Hey, I'd take a new car any time of the day. Have you got runners there on Saturday, obviously, then, Cup Day?
Yeah. I don't have anything specifically in the Cup, but... I plan on bringing a few more up for Saturday. Yeah.
No, why wouldn't you? Hey, just quickly, Bideye Babe, mate. They tell me Bernadette Cooper was on with us on Tuesday and said the horse's work was absolutely first class. Can you cause an upset in the Tats Tiara?
Oh, I would have been far more confident had we drawn a single digit. I mean, her last run, you can put a pen straight through it. She was four deep without cover the whole way, and lo and behold, we've come up with day 13 again. So look at Jimmy Byrne, who's riding better than Jimmy this carnival. So if he can give us one of his best, we have that much-needed luck. Yes, her work was super on Tuesday. Jimmy got off and just said, look, give me an alley and I'm going to be hard to beat. But look, it's a group one, the last one of the year. Plenty of quality mares in the race, so it's going to be a keen affair, that's for sure.
Yeah, it will be. Hey, mate, good luck up there. Hope the horse runs really well in the Newmarket and maybe you'll be driving back home come Saturday night.
That sounds good. I'll take that.
Good luck, Rob.
Good on you, Andrew.
Thanks, mate. Rob Heathcote there talking about the Rockhampton Newmarket and Saturday's Group 1 Sky Racing Tats Tiara.